Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Ease, and this week we're tackling a powerful truth. It's only a bad day, not a bad life. Let's get into it. We all have days that feel heavy, when the weight of the world seems too much, when everything goes wrong, and when nothing makes sense at all. Those days can make us question our path, our purpose, and sometimes even our own worth. But here's the truth. A bad day doesn't define your entire life. It's just a moment in time. It's not the full picture. It's just a piece of the puzzle. It's only a bad day, not a bad life, is a gentle reminder that hard moments are a part of the journey, not the destination. You are allowed to feel overwhelmed, frustrated, or discouraged. You are allowed to feel everything that you're feeling. Acknowledge your feelings. Most importantly, you're allowed to be in your feelings. You're human. So we're going to get real about what's within you, the strength to rise again, to keep going, and relevant to find hope in even the smallest places. So this episode is about how you walk with you through the low points and help you see the light that still exists, even if it's dim right now, through strategies, affirmations, different actions. You'll learn how to process tough emotions, find perspective, and build emotional resilience. Most importantly, you'll discover how to speak life into yourself, even when life feels silent. But these days don't last forever, and they don't cancel out all of the beauty, progress, and purpose in your life. This is your reminder. You're still writing your story, and the best is yet to come. Life can be tough and extremely challenging at times, and it's in those moments that you must not give up and not let it define who you are and what your life truly means. It's in those moments, it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking everything is awful and that your life is awful. But today, we're hitting pause on that negativity and we're offering a different perspective. So let's get into it. Let's dive into the anatomy of simply a bad day. A bad day is a temporary setback. You know, you must sit in your truth and acknowledge that bad days are usually made up of temporary setbacks, not permanent condition. It's not gonna last forever. It's just simply that, a bad day that has a chain of reactions. Sometimes one negative event can trigger a cascade of other things, making the day feel worse than what it is. For an example, some days your life could feel like, you know, the most unthinkable thing is happening, where everything that could go wrong does. You know, the ones where you spill coffee, you're late for a crucial meeting, you get into a fight with a loved one, or you just feel extremely down and you can't really, you know, predict why you're feeling that. It's easy to get into that trap when you see the chain of reactions, but understand that those chain of reactions, they can make the day feel worse than what they really are. It's simply a bad day and not a bad life. There's also the emotional amplifications that amplify things. When you're already feeling down, you're already feeling low, our emotions can magnify the impact of the negative event. So you have to get control of your emotions and gain clarity by taking control of your emotions and shaping the narrative on what you're seeing and what you're experiencing, because there is the danger of generalizing. For example, you could say things like, this always happens to me. But recognize that this thought pattern, that's a red flag, and it's rarely true. So you have to find that clarity. Here's another generalization. My life is a mess. Avoid sweeping statements that turn into a bad day into a life sentence. So be aware of that. Be mindful. Don't let a bad day convince you that your entire life is a catastrophe. You're better than that. So I want to focus on how to shift your perspective, how to get yourself out of that rut. You have to separate your events from the self-worth. You're not what's happening to you. A bad day doesn't reflect on your value as a person. So please know and please understand that. And find the expectations. Actively look for things that did go well, even the smallest things in a day. And here's a big one that you can incorporate into your life, which is simply having a 24-hour rule where you remind yourself that most bad days will feel significant better within 24 hours. Listen, I'm okay with sleeping it off. I've been like that since a kid. So sometimes you just have to give yourself that 24-hour rule. That works for me in most cases. Remind yourself that most bad days will feel significantly better within 24 hours. Try it and see how it turns out. There are so many incredible tools for navigating a bad day. One of the things that I'm big on is meditation. So you have to breathe. You have to take a few deep breaths to calm your nerves and calm down and just regain a new perspective. And have compassion for yourself. Treat yourself with the same kindness that you'll offer your friend during a bad day. You deserve the same self-compassion and self-love, and understand distractions. You know, sometimes distractions can be healthy. Watch a funny video, listen to uplifting music, or engage in a hobby that you truly enjoy and that brings you happiness. That can shift your day and your perspective and net momentum to something positive. And if you need help and you're feeling down, it's okay to reach out and speak with a trusted friend or family member, you know, that you hold in high regards. And also, don't dwell on the negative. Acknowledge it, understand what it is, and then try to move your focus into something more constructive. Know that you are resilient. You've weathered bad days before, and you can definitely weather another one too. Shift your perspective. Shifting your perspective is so powerful. Choosing to see a bad day as an isolated incident can dramatically change your experience. And most importantly, know that tomorrow is a new day. It may sound cliche for a reason, but it's totally true. Tomorrow is a new day. To have a better day, to enjoy your life in all of its perspectives. So you have to focus on the bigger picture. Remember the good things in your life, your long-term goals, and the people that love you. They're in your corner, they're supporting you, and you may have a day that's a one-off, and that's totally fine. Give yourself that 24-hour grace period and move forward. The day sucks, but your life doesn't. So know the difference. Look at the bigger picture, and don't be down and out and say these things always happen and that your life is a disaster. Please. There's so much going on in the world. Know the difference between a bad day and a bad life. And if you still feel that you're having a bad life and things are extremely hard for you, seek counseling, get resources that can help you be better prepared with coping with the things that you're facing on a daily basis in your life. So if you are listening to this podcast today and you've had a stream of events that just threw you off and made you feel down, understand the difference between a rough day and a hard life. You're probably just simply having a rough day. So perspective is extremely powerful. So you have to take a moment to analyze and look at the perspective and keep going no matter what. Even when it feels hard, understand what's triggering those emotions and give yourself permission to feel how you're feeling and understand that sometimes it's okay to not be okay. Give yourself that permission to not be okay that day. And know the difference. Know the difference between normalizing bad days and when you're just having emotional lows, so that you can shift your inner dialogue, reframe that negative self-talk, and practice that self-compassion and patience with yourself. Be kind to your soul and use positive affirmations to keep you grounded and uplift your spirits when you're feeling down and you're having a low moment. Understand the power of pause. That's a big one. You have to slow down to process your emotions. Sometimes you have to pause. I'm big on pause. Pause, freeze. Take a step back to analyze what's really going on here. What's really going on in your day. And I love breathing techniques to practice mindfulness and meditation and just reset a form of resistance and healing and know that you're gonna be okay. It's simply a bad day and not a bad life. So when you're having a bad day, focus on shifting the narrative. If you see it's going wrong, focus on reframing your thoughts. I have a book about this, Reframing Your Thoughts by Alicia Eads, available at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy. You have to shift your mindset. You have to focus on reclaiming your joy, finding the light in the little things, the power of small joys and simple pleasures, gratitude, creating a space of joy, even in the midst of that bad day, even in the midst of the chaos, redefining your mindset, shifting your thoughts, finding that resilience as a softness, not just strength, learning from all of those low moments, and understand that you had bad days before that you overcame, and letting go, and simply understand that growth can emerge through grace. And choose hope over despair. Stay grounded in your faith and your future vision. Don't lose hope. Keep the faith. And if you need some other resources, meditation, journaling, that can prompt you to rediscover hope. You have to focus on creating a better tomorrow after you've experienced that bad day. So let's focus on that. A better you, a better tomorrow. The first thing you have to do is build emotional resilience, healthy routines that support mental well-being, setting boundaries with people, and also blocking the negativity, guarding your soul, guarding your environment, guarding who's in your circle and who you're interacting with. And most importantly, know your triggers and how to respond if you're feeling triggered. Take that moment to pause, to breathe, to reset, and understand that everything is temporary. It's not permanent. Understand your personal plan of action and how you're going to bounce back from that hard day. Create your self-care rituals that restore your spirit. Practice and rely on your purpose. And understand that life has its ups and downs, and balance that with grace. Live with perspective and peace, and let go of perfectionism. You want a perfect day, but sometimes your days aren't going to be perfect. And embrace your journey one day at a time, because a bad day does not define your life. It's simply that, a bad day. Know that you are stronger, you are wiser, and you are more capable than you know. It's just a bad day. It's just a bad moment. We've all had bad days, but know that each new day is a new chance, and you're still here, and you can still become, and you can still rise. Rise up above your current circumstances. So this podcast today is simply a reminder that storms pass, emotions shift, and healing happens even slowly. Even if it's slowly, it's only a bad day, not a bad life. And tomorrow holds a new light, a new beginning. So keep that in mind when you're having a challenging day and it seems like everything that can go wrong, it's going wrong for you in that day. Know that it's just that. It's simply
a bad day, but tomorrow is a new day, a new beginning, and a new perspective. So you want to look at your life with a fresh set of lenses, that it's a new day, a new purpose, and a new perspective. We've all faced bad days. If you're human, you've had a bad day before. Life isn't always easy, and understand that it's okay. Some days will test you, stretch you, and make you feel like everything is falling apart. But the truth is, one hard moment doesn't cancel out all of the good. One rough chapter doesn't erase the beauty of your entire story. I'm gonna say that again for the people in the back. One rough chapter doesn't erase the beauty of your entire story. It's only a bad day. You've made it through tough days before, and you'll continue to rise stronger and more self-aware than ever. Through this journey, you've learned to sit with your emotions, knowing that it's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to be in your feelings at some point in life. To shift your mindset and to find the light in the small things, and to hold space for yourself where you need it the most. Giving yourself that grace, showing up for yourself, and giving yourself that same compassion that you were offered a friend. You've discovered that healing doesn't come from avoiding pain. It comes from meeting yourself with compassion and sitting in the middle of it. The bad days will still come. That's part of being human. But now you have the tools, you have the understanding, you have the mindset and the heart to face your bad days with courage. You know how to reset, how to shift gears, and how to remind yourself, this too shall pass. So take a deep breath, give yourself grace, and remember, you're doing better than you think. That's one of the powerful words. I love this saying, this too shall pass. It's only a bad day and not a bad life. So remember that when you're having one of those days that seems so unreal and it feels like things are falling apart, know that it's okay and keep going. Acknowledge your feelings and move forward tomorrow. Your story is unfolding and the best is yet to come. So prepare for your tomorrow and know that there is a brighter day ahead, a brighter day with purpose, a brighter day with joy, and that the pain and the unfortunate circumstances that you're experiencing from those bad days, that it's temporary, it's not permanent, it's only a piece of the puzzle, it's only a simple moment in time that you're experiencing. So keep that in mind as far as the context. It's only a bad day and not a bad life, and you owe it to yourself to be resilient, to move forward, and to be courageous and define what your tomorrow will look like, because tomorrow has so much promise and your future is so bright. So remember that when you're down and you're down on your luck and things are so annoying and there's so much happening, know that it's just a bad day, not a bad life. Beautiful souls, I want you to remember that bad days are a part of life, but they don't have to define your life. You have the strength and the perspective to navigate these temporary setbacks. Remember, tomorrow's a new day, and your life is so much bigger than any single bad day or anything that you experience. Thank you, beautiful souls, for tuning in to Real, Raw, Relevant. We'll be back next week with more insight on living real and a fulfilling life. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.